Hey, on the show now, Joseph Burkhall. Good morning.
How's it going, guys?
It's really cool to talk to you after all these years being a big fan of Black 47.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And also, I wanted to add that that Living Color show that you guys had hosted, it was the toy drive. I think it was at Jordan's Furniture, if I'm
yes.
not mistaken.
Yep.
I was at that.
Nice.
Well, why didn't you tell me? I would have put you on stage.
What? Now you tell us, really?
Oh, my God.
You know, it was a last-minute thing. Doug, you know, I'm friendly with the guys, and Doug had texted me to let me know that they were going to be doing that, and I happened to be in the area. So it was kind of an in-and-out type of situation. But it was great. I mean, hearing Glamour Boys and Cult of Personality, I love those songs.
In a furniture store.
At a furniture store, right.
I was really so happy to hear Glamour Boys.
It's a great song.
They don't play that a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of those songs that kind of, it gets shoved under the rug for some reason. I don't know why they don't add that in the set list a lot, but, and it's one of those things.
So you're a bass player of Black 47, and you decide to do your own EP, 4 songs, came out on Friday. And Corey Glover is doing vocals for you.
Great voice.
Yes, that is the voice. To me, that is the voice of a generation. I think that Corey is one of those guys also that doesn't get enough. He's not in the spotlight enough. I remember I think it was a month and a half ago, Billboard magazine had this poll. They were rating the top 50 rock vocalists of all time. And he was at 45. And I'm thinking, 45? Are you kidding me? He should be top 10.
Yeah.
Anthony Kiedis and the Chili Peppers at number 25. I'm sorry. I love the Peppers, but come on now.
Yeah.
They're waiting a different way. They're waiting that on sales and, you know, top of mind.
That actual vocal ability.
I think being 45 on that list, thinking that, you know, Living Color hasn't had a top 10 album in a long time. I mean, that's the impact this guy's voice has had on us, that even decades after the height of their fame, he is still mentioned as one of the great vocalists.
Still a force to be reckoned with.
No doubt.
Yep, and strong as ever.
It is. And you know what I was going to say? Standing 5 inches away from him in a studio, listening to him do a vocal take, I mean, his voice has aged like a fine. It sounds better now than it did 30-plus years ago, I think.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
When he was at the toy drive singing, I was like, this is better now than it was when he played Toads at the height of their debut album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And watch out for the microphones, because he can break a microphone within like 5 minutes of singing.
Oh, did he?
That much power coming out of him. Yeah. Oh, that happens a lot with him.
So he owes you a mic.
Blow mics,
he owes you a mic or what?
No, thank goodness not me. But I've seen it happen. So, he's just he's a powerhouse. Great guy. He's such a wonderful person. And it's such a pleasure for me to be working with him and to call him a peer now and someone that I can rely on to call if I ever need vocals for a track. Because he's just, we have that rapport now. I've known him for about 5 years, I believe. And I met him through Doug Wimbish, who's a neighbor of mine. Doug lives up the street from me.
Oh, good people.
Doug's awesome.
In Harford County. So, so it's funny how things work out that way.
So if you're playing bass, so it's Joseph Burkhall. He has a music academy, by the way. It's Burkhall's Academy of Music.
Cool.
But so you got Joseph Burkhall, bassist, Black 47. You got Corey Glover on lead vocals.
Living Color.
Who's playing drums? Who's playing guitar?
The drummer is a friend of mine, Chris Almeida. He's an old buddy of mine from New York. Studio Cat. He used to play with New Edition and Usher. Really big on R&B scene.
Yeah.
Played with Daryl Hall, Anita Baker.
I've heard that name before.
Who, Daryl Hall?
No, Almeida.
Oh.
Yeah. But Daryl Hall, I think I heard of him.
Yeah.
No, you probably have. I mean, he's played with everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yes.
And then as far as, Jamie McDonald, who his father is Skip McDonald, who was part of the house band, the Sugar Hill Records.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day. So that's his pop.
Wow.
And he and Doug Wimbish were part of that house band in the late 70s and early 80s. played on The Message and White Lines and all those hip hop tracks.
That's wild.
That's cool.
Oh, The Message. Yep. What a great song that is.
Yeah.
Oh, love that tune. Love that tune. Still holds up, you know, almost 40 years later. But, and then who else was on that?
You got a keyboard player?
Saxophone. Jamie played keyboards on that as well. And then a friend of ours, Ben Novak, who plays with Dave Matthews. He fills in for Jeff Coffin and does when Tim Reynolds and Dave go out on their own, he plays with them. So we got him on saxophone and flute the lead track.
Get some good people Zigzag. There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all Hartford cats. It's pretty much everybody from that Hartford contingency playing on it.
Is Black 47 still together?
No, the band, I'm dating myself now, but the band retired almost 10 years ago. 2014, November of 14 is when the band officially retired after 25 years.
They became Grey 47.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'll tell you what, me, I felt like I was the young guy in the band, and I felt like I just was getting my feet wet because I spent almost a decade with the band, and these guys were significantly older than me. I was a fan when I was in college, so right. I used to go see them perform up in Boston. I went to college in the at Newport, Southern Virginia, Newport, Rhode Island, and Boston's pretty close to there. And I remember seeing them at a place called TT the Bears. And thinking to myself, holy smokes, this band is incredible live. And they were always on my radar. And then I saw them on 120 Minutes. Remember MTV, fellas?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yep. Yep.
When they used to play music.
Yep.
So they were pushing a couple of Funky Cali and 40 Shades of Blue quite a bit. Those videos were getting a lot of rotation. And 10 years later, I'm standing on stage with these guys. I had to pinch myself. It was surreal, wild, to say the least.
That is pretty wild.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a good run. It was a really good. We used to play Toads as well quite a bit when we were.
I remember hearing ads for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you guys were almost like a house band there.
Yep.
There's a handful of bands that play Toads all the time, and
I love that. The sound. I'm telling you, the sound system in that place is by far one of the best that I've ever played in. It really is. I don't know what it is. But and I thought that too because I used to go see a lot of bands perform when I was in college there, and I remember thinking to myself, gosh, just the sound, it's just they're doing something right with the acoustics in there, that's for sure.
Well, it doesn't hurt that they have those two gigantic bass bin cabinets and those stacks.
It does kind of help.
Yes,
but all the wood in that place too helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reverberates really, really nicely.
Yeah,
I wish I was at that Rolling Stones secret gig they did for the Steel Wheels tour.
Yeah, we all did.
Can you imagine?
Oh, God,
I know. Hey, you want to hear a funny story? When I was in high school, I'm from New Milford, and Washington, which is one of the towns next to New Milford.
Oh, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were rehearsing, and a friend of mine tipped me off where they were rehearsing. So my buddies and I would take our bikes. And it was a big gated house, so we couldn't get in. But, you know, we were there when they were rehearsing. We couldn't really hear much, but we thought, like, this is cool. Maybe we'll see Mick and, you know, Keith come out for a while. And they'll
celebrity spotting, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Never happened.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that was amazing. Amazing time.
That's why I got to throw a frisbee over the fence and say, can we get a frisbee?
Yeah. Right.
All right, go ahead.
Now it's a drone.
Yeah, really.
Well, we want to keep in touch with you for future radio station stuff.
Yeah,
if that's possible. I don't know if we have your contact.
Love to.
Cool. All right, cool. Very cool.
This is great. Yeah, thanks for speaking with me. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. We want to post this as a podcast, and we're going to air part of it as an interview, and we're going to link up to all your links on the radio station website. This four-song EP, could this turn into an album if it goes well?
It's highly unlikely, and the only reason I say that is just logistically, Corey's in Newburgh, and I'm out in Hartford County, and he's on the road so much, and with Living Color playing with Extreme this past year, it's almost as though they've had a third run at fame.
Yeah,
a resurgence,
The shows are, yeah, exactly, yeah, they're reemerging out of the the ethers, and they're having so much success. I was talking to Corey 3 nights ago. They're in Amsterdam right now. We were texting, and he was just saying how amazing the turnout has been for these European shows. So I think they're going to keep that continuing. So to answer your question, maybe one-offs here and there. At my music school, we're thinking about doing a fundraiser for kids who are in need of instruments and can't afford lessons. So April of 24, we're looking at tentatively doing something with the band, maybe do a short set at my place.
Well, if we could help in any way, please don't hesitate to ask.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. I do appreciate that very much. So that's what's on the for now that we're, what we're looking at as far as down the pike for gigs. So April will be the first outing.
Well, congratulations on this EP. I love the name of it, Four on the Floor.
Thank you.
Featuring Corey Glover on vocals and Joseph Burkaw.
Well, it's Burkaw, but Bearclaw is my nickname. So that was my stage moniker when I was with Black 47. It was a play on words of my last name because nobody could pronounce it.
Right.
So everybody would just say, hey, it's Bearclaw, and it just stuck. So.
And we're just trying to prove that right now.
I have a special talent when it comes to mispronouncing names.
Oh, yeah.
I can mispronounce Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mispronounce the rest of the words.
Me too.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and spending this time.
Thanks,
and we
guys.
Look forward to talking to you around April.
Great. That sounds great, guys. Thanks so much for the support.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Have a great holiday.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.